Limerick Today on Limerick's Live 95 FM with Life and Soul. Unmissable fashion and beauty tips and trends inside today's Irish Daily Mail. A big read for a small price.
The thrills and spills of the Cheltenham Festival.
And round the home turn, it is sizing John in front from Shane's Hill, but now Ruby moves Devan up on the outside as they come down towards the last, and Devan goes for home. The first of the Mullins quartet will jump the last in front in the Skybet Supreme and goes on up the hill for what will be an effortless victory. Devan out in front, good battle the second, Shane's Hill and sizing John. It's 1-2-3 for the Irish, and it's first blood to the favourite backers. It is Devan, Shane's Hill, Sizing John, Lammy Surge, followed in by Kiwi, Tellus Moore, Alvisio Ville, then Jolly Allen, followed in by Ben Telemar, the long-time leader, Sun Plan, and then Velvet Maker. And for Devan, it was every bit the job we hoped, if you were on the favourite, it would be. A facile win.
Devan wins the Sky Bet Supreme Novices Hurdle yesterday, and that was called by Live 95 FM's racing correspondent Mike Vince. We'll talk to Mike in a moment. But first of all, David McManus from McManus Bookmakers in Limerick is back on the line this morning. David, how are you?
I'm okay, Joe. I heard that commentary in my dreams last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I think that was good news for us, wasn't it? Because you were helping us out with charity bets yesterday.
That's right. The upside of it was we got off to a flying start, in fairness to Mike. He found a winner for the Irish Injury Jockeys Fund. We went 5-2 Duvan, so there's money in the, there's €125 in the pot for them. That's safe. And for the 95 stop tour, he found Michael Harrigan's The Job Is Right to be placed, ran a cracker. So there's 37.50 in the pot for them. So there's money in the pot for both charities after day one, which is a cracking result.
That's fantastic. So 125 for the Injured Jockeys Fund, and 37.50, is that what you said?
Yeah.
For the 95 stop tour. Right. Well, in a moment, we're going to see if we can do a little bit better. But of course, you're going to be really generous today because, like all bookmakers, you did brilliantly. Ruby fell at the last in this crucial race.
Ruby fell. Yeah, it wasn't looking good at about 4:05 yesterday. But coming to the last, he touched 1-20 in running. And all those accumes, there was fortunes running on in doubles and trebles and lucky 15s and accumes. I don't know what he did. Did he jump the shadow or not? Or was Paddy Power up in the stand with something? But he got him down anyway. It saved us. It was bad, but it wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been. So we're still in the game, but the punters definitely had the best of it yesterday.
Ah, the punters had the best of it. But sure, didn't you save about $100 million on an accumulative basis, on the basis of that one fall by Ruby Walsh?
Yeah, I sometimes think those figures are overinflated by the PR
companies.
Of
course you do.
But it was no hard to see one of them getting beat.
Yeah, all right.
And the rest of them, JP had a good winner and there's plenty of money for the last winner as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mike Vince, am I right? Were the bookies saved by Ruby's fall?
Yeah, it was a question of four horses and an apocalypse, wasn't it? And literally one flight of hurdles. It's interesting, the line about did he jump the shadow, she jumped the shadow, the horse behind Lunique, who was on the same line, she fell as well. But that said, I heard the sigh of relief coming from an office in Limerick from where I was on the roof here at Cheltenham.
Yeah.
You've never known an atmosphere like it. One flight of hurdles, and then there would be the sort of payout cues that bookmakers' worst nightmares all in one. And, you know, you couldn't have written a script like it. It was quite extraordinary.
But, Mike, I mean, is the Star newspaper being a bit harsh this morning? Because they put Ruby's fall. But, sure, he had a brilliant day. Willie Mullins had a brilliant day. The Irish had a brilliant day in golden sunshine at Cheltenham.
Yeah, and the whole point was, let's not forget that Annie Power came down and the other Willie Mullins horse went and won the race. So, I mean, you almost think that it was almost written in the stars and meant to be, but it was quite extraordinary. Unless you were here, the atmosphere is so difficult to describe. Turning for home, Ruby's pressed the go button, and the bookmakers probably go on their knees, and then it comes to the last, the final. Basically, there's one flight of hurdles to jump, and down it comes. It would have been a television audience running into hundreds of thousands of millions if you had it as a thriller, I tell you.
And do a lot of the punters now bet on these accumulators, Mike?
I think it's just it was a complete standout accumulator. They were saying it was probably the biggest accumulator bet in history because it was for Willie Mullins' favourites at Cheltenham. I mean, he is godlike. You know, I described yesterday at one stage as, you know, is today the patron saint of St Mullins, and I meant it. Because that was the whole feeling about the place. And they all thought he doesn't need a return ticket. He could walk home. And somebody asked me, do you think he plays rugby? The awe in which he's held by punters around here is just quite like nothing else I've ever experienced. You know, and he's and they almost were back the two of them blind. And it's just the one flight of hurdles that stopped it being, you know, the day that every punter would have dreamed about, and they've had the bookmakers staggering back here today.
Mike, are the English tearing their hair out after yesterday?
Not yet. The reason being is everybody knew this was the strongest day for the Irish. Everybody knew that if the Irish were going to have a good week, they were going to have a good first day. Ireland's record on Thursday is terrible. We've got the Ryanair Chase tomorrow, which has been run for about 10 years, and the Irish have never won it. And they're not much better in the World Hurdle, the other feature race. And so if you looked at it, you'd have thought Tuesday's got to be a good day for the Irish. And Thursday is a day that the British will hope to get a few back on them. That's the theory, anyway.
OK, well, then let's look ahead to today. And we need a couple of bets from you, Mike. David McManus is going to help us out for our charities again. What are you proposing?
I actually think Sprinter Sacra will return in style to win the Queen Mother Champion Chase at 3:20. Yes, Champagne Fever goes for Mullins and Walsh, but I'm still not sure they know what its best trip is because it ran over 3 miles at Kempton at Christmas. So we'll go Sprinter Sacra. I'll let you decide which charity gets which bets, Joe.
Okay.
And also, I want to be with a horse in the last race, the Bumper, which Willie Mullins actually won as a jockey back in the 1980s as well. And he runs 7. But I'm going away from the Willie Mullins squad because I'm a big word for a horse called Moon Racer in the Bumper. So my two today, Sprinter Sacra in the fourth race to feature the Champion Chase, and then Moon Racer in the last race at 5:15.
All right. Dave, what do you reckon there?
Yeah, that Queen Mother is a race I've looked at all winter and I can't get my head around. That third degree, he had a tough race last time out. I don't particularly fancy him. I think Dodging Bullets has no chance if he started.
I think all I would say to David is if you think this is tough, I'd put the World's Hurdle tomorrow in the bin, not far too difficult, and he's going to stay there.
I will find the winner of that tomorrow, don't worry about that. But for that Queen Mother, there's two at a price I'd like, Simply Dead and Special Tiara, but I think for the charity, I think we're going to have to go with Sprinter Sacra. We'll go 5-1 Sprinter Sacra for whichever charity you want, Joe.
Okay, 5-1 Sprinter Sacra, and that is for the 95 Stop Tour charity. That's fantastic. And the other Moon Racer?
Yeah, that Bumper, stick a pin in it. Willie only has 7 in it, and he only has 3 favourites today, so we might get a bit of relief off him. But there is money for that Moon Racer. He's 7-1 generally, but for the injured jockeys, we'll go 10-1 it.
10-1 to win, is that it?
You can do win or retry, whatever you like.
Okay, we'll go. Go on, Mike.
I was going to say, I just need to say to everybody that there is rain forecast by race time here, so just be aware of that if you're making your mind up as to what you fancy. Rain is expected by race time.
Okay, so Moon Racer, Mike, would you recommend each way or €50
on them? Each way, we'll have. Let's try and do this every day. What are we going to do every day? Should we do one win and one all each right way if David's agreeable, like we did yesterday? So let's go each way on that.
Okay, so
that's fine. And we're going to pay 4 places in the left, so in the Bumper. So hopefully he'll sneak into four divisions.
Oh, that's really good. Okay, so €25 each way at 10-1 on Moon Racer for the injured jockeys, and then 5-1, and we're going to put the €50 on the nose to win on Sprinter Sacra. And that's for the 95 Stop Tour. Mike, any other, if the punters are out there going, right, I'd like to stick a few quid elsewhere, what would you suggest?
Well, just bear in mind, of course, Ender Bolger has a run today in the cross-country race in quantitative easing. If you're talking about financial matters, you must have a chance. But again, the big unknown is when is the rain going to come here? The opening race, a lot of people will back Mullins and Walsh. That's probably their best chance of the day. With Nichols Canyon, only slight worry is he does have a tendency to miss one out in the course of a race. And Don Poley is a strong Irish fancy in race 2. as well for the Mullins team, but Brian Cooper rides that for Michael O'Leary's Jigginstown team. So the Irish best chances in the first two in what should be another cracking day.
David, any other recommendations across the day from you?
Yeah, I would definitely agree the first Nichols Canyon. If the rain comes, you could be more confident about him. On good ground, I was ready to oppose him all week. Hearing the rain has come on might just make me rethink about that. In that first race, I might be the only fellow in the world fancied him. I thought Warrantor had a chance at a massive price.
Right, Warrantor.
And I backed Goodwood Mirage each way in the Carl Cup for John Joe last week.
Okay, listen, fantastic, guys. We're really looking forward to another wonderful day at Cheltenham. We also want to thank South Sparrow O'Connell Avenue for their generous sponsorship of our racing coverage. And you're going to hear Live 95 FM's Mike Vince on across the day on our sports bulletins, bringing you right up to date. And we'll have these gentlemen back here tomorrow to tell us how we did for the charities, how we did for the punters, and to lay down even more money. And if David McManus keeps doing as well as he did yesterday, he's going to be giving us unbelievable odds by tomorrow. Absolutely incredible. David McManus, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks also to Live 95 FM's racing correspondent Mike Vince.
Thanks, have a good day.
Cheers. Lots still to come on the programme. Stay tuned.